Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
7 Hello and welcome to another edition of the Hashtag Miranda Show. I am your host, the Twitterless heroine herself, ring announcer to the stars, the most professional podcaster, Miss Fancy Pants, the pop punk princess, and most importantly, the queen of soft style, Miranda Morales, your host of the Hashtag Miranda Show, which is a proud part of the ChairShot Radio Network, which you can find on thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
And joining me, as always, is the producer, the pusher of buttons, both literally and figuratively. He is the kingpin of thechairshot.com, the unstoppable one, the king of shit takes, the Reverend Greg DeMarco.
Shut your dumb mouth.
Yep. We're here.
We're here. Yes, we're back for another episode. Great to be back. Great to be here with Greg. We this week are going to be talking about the 2023 Royal Rumble, which is scheduled for this Saturday, January 28th in good old San Antonio, Texas. In the Alamo Dome, a very historic venue, big year for the Royal Rumble, but also a year where we don't have a lot going into it as far as knowing a lot of the competitors. We'll get into that, including our picks for the winners of the Royal Rumble and for some of the other matches happening at the Royal Rumble. We'll get into all of that on this week's episode. One of my favorite events of the entire year. I know it's one of your favorites as well, Greg, back in the year that was 2019, you and I attended the Rumble in Phoenix, and got to see that grandiose show. Also led to the birth of this show. So there's a little bit of emotional attachment to the Royal Rumble as well. If the Royal Rumble didn't exist, the hashtag Miranda Show wouldn't exist, and probably this friendship wouldn't exist.
Could be. You could be right. Yeah, it's. I don't like. Wait, why are you talking like that?
I'm just saying. I'm meta. I think that way. Chill. Again, we'll go into all of that.
Are you really fucking with me right now? Are you fucking with me?
In just a few moments. Yes, I wasn't trying to be a bummer.
Think
it was
about
just like,
all
whoa.
The dominoes of life that have fallen.
Yo, I since then. Can't. I don't have time to think about that. I literally still think about the dominoes of my life, especially over the past few years, to be like, this led to this, this led to this, led to this. I mean, the last domino effect I really thought about was something I posted on my stories like 2 Decembers ago about how I considered Batman Returns to be a Christmas movie, which was commented on by one Dom Vitale, who's now my husband. Mm-hmm. That's it. I literally just put a random thought out into the universe, and now I have a husband. That's weird.
See? I mean, think about it.
When you think about it, it just blows my mind too much. So I think that way. I'm a little meta, but you're absolutely right. The domino effect that come into place, but I'm not going to think about, you know, the how. I'm just grateful that it did. So again, we got to hold to the tradition and talk about the Royal Rumble, do our picks, all of that. So that's going to be in today's episode. Before we get into that, of course, you know, as we get closer to February 25th, almost a full month away as the date of recording, IZW Monster, the very first IZW show of 2023, will be at the Horny Toad in Glendale, Arizona. Now, I will only say this only because of the fact that you missed out, but yesterday was the end date for a coupon code to be able to get $5 off your ticket. So I share this with you now so that if you don't already, follow IZW on social media at IZW Wrestling AZ. And you can also visit IZWWrestling.com for information. But if you follow IZW on social media, you will then be able to see posts with information on coupon codes that you can use to get discounts on your tickets, as well as talent and match announcements. So if you aren't following IZW on social media, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's on you.
Why?
Bro. That's on you.
That's on you. That's on you that you missed out on an opportunity to get a discount on your monster tickets. That's on you. So how do you fix that? You go follow IZW on social media.
That's
easy
it.
Fix.
That's the answer.
That's the answer to it. Yes. I get more and more excited as we head into this event. I'm just so excited to be back with IZW, missing the last show of 2022. And you all know I love a good battle royal, a good rumble, as we talk about today. So these types of shows just bring a lot of excitement. And again, I always say sets the tone for the year. One where, you know, we could have so many ups and downs throughout 2023 that we won't even know yet, but we'll always have monsters. So make sure that you get there. That is Saturday, February 25th at the Horny Toad in Glendale, Arizona. It also is a venue that has food and drinks. So don't even worry about having to do a pregame. You can just come straight to the venue, have a great time, enjoy food, enjoy drinks, and watch some really great wrestling.
Absolutely. I mean, why not, right? It's, you know, we talk about the different history and everything, and I love to bring this point up. Because I just, you know, contrary to popular belief, I have no problem being wrong whatsoever. And when I did the first monster in 2020, I didn't even really want to. And I didn't want to do a Rumble show and was going to do one and get to Grand Prix at the time, which was going to be for the IZW Heavyweight Championship. And of course, COVID changed everything. And Monster was it. And that night, mm-hmm. everyone was like, this has to be a thing now every single year. And I was like, you're exactly right. So I never wanted to do it to begin with. Did it to get to something else. And now here we are, the fourth annual Monster Rumble coming up with an absolutely loaded group of people already announced for the Rumble. And you know, why not? Why don't I just tell you who's
why not share some of the names announced for the Monster
Rumble? Hell of a group, including the leader of Final Destination himself, Charles Cassius, Jacob Austin Young, the Shade of the Regulators, Pete the Heat, who of course just apparently destroyed Mike G's knee, if you saw on social media today, Balaam Lynx, Boss Hogg will be making his return, Graves, the unbeaten Graves, the winner of the match between the Navajo Warrior and Bryce Saturn, and in your VIP main event, the winner of the match between Evan Main Event Daniels and EJ Sparks will enter Monster last, gaining a tremendous advantage. So,
and that's everyone who's just been announced.
That's
again,
not
there's
even
13
that.
Spots.
That accounts for 9 spots, right?
Yes. There. So that's still more spots that could be announced, surprises that could happen. There's a lot that could happen between now and February 25th. So, and again, speaking of Rumbles, I mean, we got to also the infamous story about how IZW may have not come together. If it wasn't for your chance run in with the Navajo Warrior at the WWE store at Fan Access for the Rumble. So
again, the domino effect.
The domino effect. We may not even have IZW if it wasn't for us going to the Rumble.
I mean, that's mind blown. Like the 2019 Royal Rumble at Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona, might be the most pivotal event in our wrestling lives history.
Yeah.
It might be in our history.
Yeah.
Think of all the
I believe that. I can't think of anything else.
Be here today. If not for this show,
that's crazy.
You look at the domino effects that led to you being married, like IZW. I mean, literally,
you wouldn't have become an ordained reverend, so you wouldn't have that. IZW may not, exist.
I don't think it would. Yeah, literally.
Yeah,
it all goes back to Becky Lynch. Not entered in the Royal Rumble, winning the Royal Rumble. Nia Jax entering the men's Royal Rumble match. And so much more.
So much more.
That fateful night. So, yeah.
History. History. History.
It is, man.
Yes. So, well, you know, we talk a lot about IZW. Again, don't forget to visit IZWWrestling.com and follow IZW on social media at IZWWrestlingAZ. But there's another way that you can show your support and love for IZW. Hell, even get yourself something nice to show up in for IZW Monster on Saturday, February 25th. And that is, you don't think I'm going to say it without asking Greg to go ahead and wind it up. Yes, you thought I was going to go. Nah, of course I was going to tell Greg to wind it up so I could tell you to go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to pick up your very own IZW and Chairshot t-shirts today. When you go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, you're going to find a variety of t-shirts in support of Impact Zone Wrestling and thechairshot.com, including the IZW NWA shirt, the IZW Arizona's Best, the IZW Pride t-shirt, and much, much more, as well as t-shirts from thechairshot.com, including multiple Always Use Your Head t-shirts, the Everybody Hates Greg shirt, and of course, the Queen of Soft Style t-shirt that you can get when you visit prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Now, these shirts can be customized, meaning that you can order them in different colors as well as in different styles, meaning, yes, you can order any t-shirt in soft style. So go ahead, treat yourself, do something right. And especially you want to make a good impression at IZW Monster on February 25th. And you'll want to bring your best. So get a brand new IZW t-shirt as well as a chair shot t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. That is prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
So, this week we're going to be talking about the 2023 Royal Rumble, which has been deemed the 36th annual Royal Rumble. It is going to be at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas, and this will be the fourth Royal Rumble to be held in San Antonio. As you can tell, I'm just reading Wikipedia facts, but it's also very interesting that I've been on the Royal Rumble binge watch at home since it's that time of year. So we just got through with watching, I believe it was the 91 Rumble. And before that, another earlier Rumble from, I want to say late 80s. I forget the exact date. But the point is, you know, this is definitely an event where going back in history and being able to watch it is always a fun thing. Especially, you know, the 97 Rumble with how random. I always think 97 is being one of the most random Rumbles in history. So that's just, you know, my own two cents about it. But again, the 36th annual Royal Rumble, the fourth one being held in San Antonio of all time. And of course, that means you have the men and women's Royal Rumble matches with the winners being able to challenge seemingly for either championship, whether that's for the men's, either the WWE Championship or the Universal Championship. We also have that on the women's side, the Raw or SmackDown Championship. So for those who need just a very brief, you know, lesson on what the Royal Rumble is.
If you didn't know what the Royal Rumble was, now you do.
Now you do, yes. So with that, we're going to talk a bit about each of the Rumbles. And I teased that earlier that not a lot of entrants have been announced on the men's side. Currently, 15 entrants have been announced as of today. So, you know, we still have some time to go, but currently announced for the Rumble. And the one who announced the earliest was Kofi Kingston. But we also have Santos Escobar, Ricochet, Austin Theory, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Gunther, Rey Mysterio, Baron Corbin, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, Karrion Kross, Omos, and Cody Rhodes. So, you know, again, there's still a whole other 15. Of course, some other ones may be announced. And of course, we always get the surprises here. But let's looking at these 15 here. What are our thoughts on just these 15 announced so far?
Well, one of the controversial topics leading into this was the announcement of Cody Rhodes, and that everybody yes. wanted Cody to be a surprise. And they were upset that Cody was, even though he was on the poster. So like, duh.
And, everyone already knew, yeah. but they
and
still
like Brock
wanted,
Lesnar's yeah. on the poster. He disappeared on Raw last night or on Monday night. Like, it's all there. It all makes sense. But I think it's great that Cody was announced. Like, it's the Royal Rumble. You're telling his story. It just makes sense that if people were following his comeback, like announce him for this, and you need to sell. There will be other guests in the Royal Rumble, and to me, that's the big thing, right? We've got, you know, 15 people announced. You can assume Brock Lesnar is going to be in it. So that's 16 right there, which leaves us with 14 people. There's going to be surprises. We know there's always going to be surprises. There'll probably be a legend. There'll probably be some other surprises. I'm interested to know who you think is going to be the surprises. That's to me, that's not a prediction, so we can go into that. I will give you a few, and we can kind of take it from there. I do wonder, I don't know this touring schedule, but do we think Bad Bunny's going to show up again in the Rumble? He showed up last year. It was fun. I don't know. It'd be kind of the same exact thing if they did it again this year, so I don't know if you do that.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. You know, Bad Bunny publicly stated how 2023 he is taking a break from music. That led to a lot of suspicion of, you know, is that going to mean he's going to be focusing more on wrestling? He's also tied to a few movie projects. So it is, you know, very possible that we could see him in a spot in the Rumble. I think it would be a great spot for him. I know. Well, it's curious. So I'm trying to remember, I'm totally terrible at this because I'm not young. But Logan Paul was the one who, he was injured in his match with Roman. Correct?
Yes, but not the level of injury that was initially feared, not the torn ACL or whatever. Could be in it. He could definitely.
And I wonder, I guess also his brother Jake has been expressing interest in it. So maybe one of the Paul brothers could be, you know, if you're talking about a celebrity that could go and, you know, do a spot in the Rumble, I could definitely see one of the Paul brothers be in that route.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see one of the Paul brothers. I think, again, this is just me. I have no reason to believe otherwise. I think you are going to see your favorite wrestler of all time, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
There's a lot of rumblings, and I guess to, you know, pun intended, about Stone Cold. I mean, let's also think about the other big name that's been floating around there to somehow get to the proposed, you know, WrestleMania match, and that's The Rock. You know, I think that he was publicly stated not in shape for it, but that whole, you know, bloodline storyline that has been building now, you know, in some ways I could see where maybe that was the original plan maybe months ago, but since this whole Sami Zayn, Roman Reigns, storyline has really taken a life on its own, it doesn't need The Rock anymore. No. But it's still, you know, who knows, it could happen. I would say probably there's much chance of Austin coming in the Rock. But, you know, I still have to kind of, you know, throw that out there with The Rock, since that was something that has been buzzing now for, you know, almost a whole year.
Yeah, I mean, it would be interesting. That's for sure. I just don't think The Rock is going to happen. I do think that's literally something that's not going to take place. And we're all getting our quote unquote hopes up for it when it's not going to not going to be a thing, you know, stop trying to make it a thing. It's not going to be a thing, but, Austin to me makes a whole lot of sense to show up in the Rumble. They have, there's been a report that WWE is very happy with some of the non wrestling people. And that's why they were comfortable with Cody. I think, and I'll be paying very close attention to his show on Friday, although I don't think there's going to be anything hinted. I think Pat McAfee is going to make his return to WWE.
Oh, yeah.
I think that makes a whole heck of a lot of sense. And then, I don't know. I'd be interested to see if anybody else makes their way in. We did just have Kurt Angle, you know, involved in some stuff on Monday. Of course, he was at the 2019 Rumble that we talked about. I don't think that's going to be a thing. I do think that there will be someone from Japan involved. There's just a lot of back and forth with WWE in Japan. Shinsuke Nakamura worked the Muda in one of the Muda retirement shows. Maybe even the great Muda himself could show up in the Royal Rumble. And
yeah, because he's still not officially retired. Yeah, I think he still has one more match before he officially goes into retirement. Yeah.
So I think that he could make that appearance and lead that into a Hall of Fame announcement for WrestleMania weekend. Or maybe somebody else from New Japan. Like we saw, you know, last year with like Mickey James being in the Rumble and stuff like that. Like what if there was, you know, there's talk about Jay White coming back over now. And that was a big topic in the past. Jay White seems to come up on every 2 year basis with WWE. Could he be one? Could we get something crazy from Japan? Like Okada or, you know,
I mean, that I think like is that. pretty out there. But I do feel like, you know, now, you know, those types of conversations, even though they're still out there, are much more realistic than in any year past. Like the fact that we can even entertain that now because of what we've seen and also who's, you know, in those creative roles makes it much more likely or just, you know, just not as much of left out of left field than in years past.
I think we're going to see something like that. I think we're going to see something. It's someone from an outside company who's active, who's known at a specific level will come up. Of course, we have the NXT possibilities. In the past, we've had more women from NXT than men from NXT in these Rumbles, just because it's so much easier to fill out a men's Rumble. So do we get, you know, Bella Twins? I don't know. Well, she does. Nikki does have a show to promote, a TV show to promote. So that's always a possibility. Yeah. She did just complain.
Who knows? Yeah, let's jump into the Women's Rumble with that. So we only have 7 entrants announced for the Women's Rumble. That starts with Liv Morgan, Candice LeRae, Rhea Ripley, Raquel Rodriguez, Shayna Baszler, Zelina Vega, and Emma. So to your point, in the past, with a women's roster that's been a lot smaller, they pulled a lot more from NXT. Now they have a pretty fair amount, you know, of women on the Raw and SmackDown roster. Still doesn't mean that we're not likely going to get some people from NXT in this, because they're truly going to need some of that to fill it out. You know, and that's a pretty wide list too. Now, I think the interesting thing is that there is a much more, you know, younger crop of women in the NXT roster.
Yeah.
So it's truly, you know, whereas everyone else who really could move up has gone up or been rehired. So, but I could see a spot. I mean, Katana Chance, you know, Casey Catanzaro, as we all know her, really did hold that Kofi spot in, you know, last year. So I feel like she truly is that one person on the roster that could do that right now to that level of athleticism. I'm sure someone else can do that spot, but not to that keen level athleticism. So maybe we see her again holding that spot. I know that right now in NXT, the company's pretty high, or the brand is pretty high on Tiffany Stratton, who just came back. So maybe she gets a run-in spot. You know, or we've seen her before, Roxanne Perez. You know, she had a really good kind of test run on SmackDown, so she could also be someone.
I fully expect her to show up. I fully expect.
Yeah.
If I had a bet.
Well, and yeah, because she's also a Texas girl. Yeah, so. Yeah. Roxanne Perez is a Texas girl. So I think that would be such a great spot for her to have in the Rumble. So there's some NXT names in there that would be pretty interesting. Even, you know, Gigi Dolan and JC Jane, you know, they're on that topper level tier of the NXT women's roster where they can make some really good additions to the Rumble. As far as maybe surprises or returns, one name that's kind of been floating around is Chelsea Green. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, she could be a surprise return. Anybody else that you had in mind or were thinking of too on that return or maybe definitely, surprise?
I mean, I definitely think Roxanne Perez. You talked about the athleticism and the Kobe spot in the Rumble. Wouldn't this be a great spot for Naomi to come back in this Royal Rumble? It's been reported that she's been in constant communication with the company. She's married to Jey Uso. Sasha Banks is off doing her own thing now as Mercedes Moné in New Japan. And hey, I wouldn't be shocked if she showed up in the damn thing either. But I feel like the time is right for Naomi to come back. And I think that the Rumble could be a spot to do that. I do think they're saving some surprises for the Rumble. And I think that the women's field is so – I think it's bad. I don't think it's a good field right now. I think it's lacking. I think you're going to have – the Natalias. We've seen a lot of vignettes for Lacey Evans. She probably makes a return there.
Yeah, that one I could see.
Who cares? It's Lacey Evans.
Yeah,
She peaked at the 2019 Royal Rumble. I don't think Lacey Evans has ever been as good as she was at the 2019 Royal Rumble, and that was her debut. So it was all downhill from there, in my opinion. So I do think we could definitely see that. I think we'll see some more names from the past, as we always do. Could we see, like, again, time heals all wounds. Could Nia Jax show up in the Rumble again as a one-off? Who knows? Like, it's just, will we get anybody from any other companies? Would there be another Japan appearance? Like, do we get anybody else from Impact like we did last year with Mickey James? Although, I think that was more of a Mickey James thing than an Impact thing. But here she is.
That was
Knockouts
much more
champion
of a,
again. So
yeah. So who knows? Maybe timing is everything with that.
Yeah. And if you get Chelsea Green, do we get Zack Ryder in the men's Royal Rumble match? Like,
yeah, what that's happens, a whole other level of speculation that's happened that with Chelsea Green, you know, possibility of Zack Ryder coming back.
Yeah, he claims which no, also, but I mean, who the hell knows?
Yeah, I mean, to have that again, even as a surprise entrance, a one-off like that, you know, would definitely get a big pop.
It would, and then hearing that pop, hearing his music, hearing the pop. Does that then make him think, okay, you know what? Maybe I do want to do this.
Maybe. It's, who knows?
You know, and it kind of
maybe it's not so bad over here.
Exactly. Maybe it's not so bad. My wife's working here. Yeah. Like, it's definitely, these things can work. So. Yeah.
Well, after our commercial break, we are going to get into our picks of who we think will win the Royal Rumble, as well as some of the other matches announced for the Royal Rumble. So, Greg, go ahead and let's pay some bills.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
So before we get into our picks for who we think are going to win the men and women's Royal Rumble matches, we are going to highlight a few of the matches announced for the Royal Rumble event. Starting off with the Raw Women's Championship on the line, Bianca Belair defending against Alexa Bliss. Really a huge aspect of the storyline has been Alexa Bliss kind of being lured into the dark side again. Whether that's been through Bray Wyatt or something else, just this personality spin in Alexa Bliss. I mean, I still have full confidence that this is, you know, Bianca Belair is going to win. But I don't know if this will be a good wrestling match, as it would be just an entertaining type of match. Like, this is not going to be a wrestling match. It's really going to play on all of the dramatic Mystique, you know, all of these other things happening. That's my gut is telling me.
I think so. I don't think we fully get the one thing about the WWE definitely takes longer to tell stories right now. And in many mm-hmm. cases, that's a good thing. In the case of Bray Wyatt, I feel like it's not a good thing anymore. Like, it's just taking too damn long to do anything in the Bray Wyatt story. And you love Bray Wyatt. And so I know.
You're feeling I feel like talking about peak, he peaked that one night he came back. The first night he came back, that was the – or maybe even the second night after.
The first Uncle Howdy appearance was good. The whole Uncle Howdy thing is setting everyone up for disappointment because I don't think Uncle Howdy is anybody. Everyone's like, who's Uncle Howdy? It's going to be Bo Dallas. I don't think it's anybody. I think Uncle Howdy is just Uncle Howdy. And it's probably just like Sister Abigail. It's something in the mind of Bray mm-hmm. Wyatt that we're just seeing out there. When Alexa finally rejoins up with Bray Wyatt, I don't think it's going to be Saturday, but I think it's going to be before WrestleMania with whatever this guy does at WrestleMania. They're saying he's going to wrestle Uncle Howdy. I don't know. It's a weird story. I'm not as bought in as I was on his return. And think about all the playing that went into that, right? All the storytelling that went into that. So I do agree with you. I think Bianca Belair finds a way to win. Or Alexa just simply doesn't win. Leaves because of some summoning mm-hmm. from Uncle Howdy, whatever. But I don't see a scenario where Bianca Belair doesn't leave with the Raw Women's Championship.
Great. So we've already talked about it, so let's just jump into it too. Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight in the Mountain Dew pitch black match. Shout out to Mountain Dew, sponsor.
Right? Pitch black. Okay. First of all, I'm going to go back and I'm just going to invoke a prior thing here. Bianca Belair should win. Bianca Belair will win. Is what I'm saying for the first match. This match, we don't know what the hell it is. Remember when The Fiend was wrestling and everything was like red and they did that stupid Hell in a Cell.
Yes. Yeah. And hell.
That's what I think this pitch black. I think it's going to be some kind of black, purpley, black light thing. And it's going to be weird.
Yes. I've heard rumors that there's a lot of like black light color action happening. But just that, like that's just the aesthetic, nothing about, you know, what it's going to look like.
I think it is more aesthetic than anything else. I think it's going to be your typical no DQ, whatever match. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if we'll get a finish because what the hell is it? I don't believe it's cinematic because you've got a stadium full of people that need to see a wrestling match. But here's why I'm going should and will. LA Knight, in my opinion, should win this match. He's 40 years old. He's got a tremendous amount of talent. The window is only going to be open for so long. And I feel like at first I was excited that he's in this whole storyline with Bray Wyatt. Now I kind of feel like he's stuck. He, to me, is carrying the story with Bray Wyatt.
And I think that's the thing. He's the perfect person for this because of how good of an actor he is in this, you know? Like, he has been a tremendous actor and someone that, like, and some of the other feuds when this element of paranoia or paranormal mm-hmm. has come in, when you don't have people who are good actors, they can't really sell the fear of, you know, what this is. But LA Knight has been carrying this so well. Absolutely. He has been the perfect person to do it, which makes sense as to probably why, you know, fans may be thinking, why LA Knight? Why someone like LA Knight when he could have tried to go after anybody else? But it was and his first real program. But he has sold this the best way because he truly understands the acting and psychology behind this. A really good scene partner, as they call it in the acting business. So, yes, I agree as far as who would benefit more from this is LA Knight as far as who should win, but who will win is Bray Wyatt. You're not going to put him in this type of match and not have him win.
Maybe, unless there's some weird Uncle Howdy involvement and Bray loses in a way that advances the story, I hope.
But also, we don't need the story to advance that much. Maybe it's a little bit... Maybe they could just move on.
They just forget about the story. How about that? When I say advance the story, I mean advance Bray's story. I don't. Yes. I want LA Knight to move on to something else after this. I don't want him in this. Maybe they extend it to Elimination Chamber. Maybe they give him a shot in the chamber. I don't know. But like, I think that I feel like this one we're just kind of getting through. I really do. There's five matches on this card total. I hope this one is right smack in the middle, and I'll just take a break during it. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not optimistic. I'm really not optimistic about this one, I guess, is where I'm going with. But I think LA Knight should win, but I think Bray Wyatt or nobody will win.
Great. Last singles match of the night, we have Roman Reigns defending the undisputed WWE Championship against Kevin Owens. A deep story with Kevin Owens and the Bloodline. And so this one, talk about advancing a story. We know how this match is going to end with Roman Reigns, retaining. But what this match then does to advance the next chapter of this story, I think, is truly what this is all about. We saw on Monday Night Raw the trial of Sami Zayn and that whole, cinematic masterpiece. And by that, more just the acting and the storytelling from that. Kevin Owens there, to having this loose, friendship with Sami, in the sense that he can see what's going to happen a mile away, but also as someone who wants to be champion and wants to challenge Roman. So as far as who should win, who will win, Roman Reigns. But it's not about the championship. This is more of a match to get us to the next chapter of the Sami Kevin Bloodline story. Right.
This is less about who should win and more about what should happen. And because who should win and who will win is Roman Reigns. What should happen is Roman Reigns wins because of Sami Zayn. That needs to happen, because we set it up on Monday. Sami was the hero, saved the Usos from having to lose their tag team titles when he subbed in for Jimmy. Again, story told so well. And Roman was like, he's good till Saturday. I don't want to see him till Saturday. I don't want to see him on SmackDown. I don't want to see anything like see him on Saturday. I think Sami is going to deliver big time during this match. I think Sami will do something that cost Kevin Owens the match and will show no confliction, no remorse, no anything. Like, Sami will be 100% Bloodline. I made this happen. Here's where we are. And that's it. And Roman Reigns wins.
Yeah. So let's get into our predictions, our picks for the men's Royal Rumble match. And we can follow the same who should, who will win format. So what are your picks, or who do you have kind of floating around in your mind for the men's Royal Rumble?
So we talked about this at length on the Greg DeMarco show, and before yesterday, I wasn't there. Now I'm there. Before yesterday, I was solidly behind the idea that Stone Cold Steve Austin should be the one to challenge Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Reigns is not losing, in my opinion, at WrestleMania. So why put Cody in that spot? I think they can figure out a way to split up the titles, and maybe Cody wins, and that's a night one thing, and then Roman faces somebody else in night two. I don't know. So I was solidly behind the idea of Stone Cold Steve Austin winning. I think for a WrestleMania, if you already assume that Roman's going to win, then why not do something crazy? And Austin, to me, would be the perfect choice. But at this point in time, we have gone so far in one direction with one storyline, then in my opinion, it does not make sense to say anything other than who should win and who will win the 2023 Men's Royal Rumble match is Sami Zayn at this point.
Well, we've talked a lot about the 2019 Rumble, and that was the year that, their original plan was something, but it was hard to deny Becky Lynch. You could not deny Becky Lynch, even though you kind of had a more convoluted storyline of not in and in and all of that. This one writes itself so well, to the point where even if the original plan was The Rock, or they were looking at Stone Cold or at Cody or whoever, that you cannot deny lightning in a bottle. And that's what you have here. Now, I still wonder about the what, what's going to happen. Because, you know, even if Roman goes to WrestleMania and doesn't lose, you still have Sammy, you know, he still would have the biggest amount of respect from everyone in anything.
Absolutely.
I think that he would be this type of valiant underdog that you could get respect for losing. I think I still have, you know, I loved the idea of Cody and his journey to the WWE Championship as well. I don't know where that fits in, because if, you know, maybe that was supposed to be the plan of sometime in 2022 and that shifted, you know, when is the time? When is going to be the time for Roman to lose these titles, you know, or one of these titles? Right. If, again, the plan may have been, you know, maybe The Rock too. So eventually you're going to have to get to a point where there's going to be that separation happens or that change happens.
And I do think it happens here. We do have an elimination chamber in between these events. And maybe at some point, once we know Sammy's going to challenge, maybe Adam Pearce invokes some reason to split up the titles. Whoever wins the chamber gets the other shot, and it ends up being Cody. Like, I could see a situation where maybe there's a triple threat, Cody, Rollins, and Reigns, so that Rollins eats the pin, so Reigns doesn't. Cody becomes WWE champion at WrestleMania. We're all happy. Then night two, we finish with Roman and Sammy. Roman goes over, you know, completely eliminate Sammy. We get all the storytelling with Jay and everything else and Solo, and it all makes perfect sense. And then we move forward from there. I think it's very easy to do, and it's very easy to get to that point. They didn't kick Sammy out last night, and it's just like Sammy winning the Rumble, and maybe he wins the Rumble. Like, what if Roman's in the Rumble? We don't know. What if Roman's
we
in
don't
the
know,
Rumble?
Yeah. And, do and we have a...
Could you imagine if we get Roman in the Rumble, and this was Patrick's idea too, and the last two are Roman and Sammy, and they're standing across the ring, and Sammy's going to sacrifice himself, and then here comes Kevin Owens, tosses Roman Reigns out of the ring. So Sammy wins. Now you've got Sami Zayn. Oh, shit, I just won the Royal Rumble.
But isn't that like, what Rumble was that? What, 91 when Hogan did that? I forget which year he did that, but it was that I felt like that was kind of pre-announced. So, like, I think you would have to set that up a bit if you had Roman who enters in the Rumble for what, you know, like just to be like, okay, right. No one can face me. I mean, there'd have to be a little bit more context to that. Like, they'd have to be able to announce that or somehow weave that more in publicly. Yeah. I think.
Well, did it with Brock again, a couple of years ago, right? Where Brock was announced in the Rumble and eliminated like 15 people. So
I think, you know, there's, but I like the spin to it, you know, like there's a lot where like Sammy, the fact that he could be, you know, accidentally a Rumble winner too, like that is just so Sammy.
And then the story is whether or not he's actually going to challenge Roman, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Because he doesn't have to, he could not challenge Roman.
And maybe that happens, you know, yeah. I think it's a curious thing in general if he enters, because it's like, why would he enter in the first place? So there has to be maybe some context that we get between now and the Rumble that sets up why is Sammy going to be in the Rumble, you know, because nobody else maybe from the bloodline is, because that means they would challenge, you know, the tribal chief. Like, what's his intention?
Unless they're doing it to protect, because they know that whoever won the Rumble from the bloodline wouldn't challenge the tribal chief.
Yeah. And I think that they have to just lay out, like, I think, and maybe we'll get that on SmackDown. Like that, maybe, I think
you could win and then lay it out afterwards, because then you have that cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Why was Sammy in it? And then you can tell that story on the SmackDown after, where they say, hey, we did this so that we could have all the cards. And now you have all the cards, Sammy. What are you going to do? Because you haven't said that you're not challenging me yet. You know, and you could draw that out for a couple of weeks. Then when Sammy finally says he's doing it, then there's the attack, then there's everything. Mm-hmm. And then we're off to the races. Like, I think you could win and then explain later.
Yeah.
I think you could.
So let's jump over to the women's side. Greg, thoughts for the women's Royal Rumble. And I kind of have two people, but only if they challenge certain people.
Okay.
So my pick would be Rhea Ripley if she challenged Bianca Belair, and Bayley if she challenged Charlotte. Because we've already gotten Bayley and Bianca too much. So I think a fresh feud between Bayley and Charlotte would be pretty refreshing and a kind of a chapter this time around, with Bayley being the heel and maybe Charlotte mm-hmm. being the face, being a kind of an interesting story to tell and something fresh for Bayley to pursue. And Rhea, I mean, Rhea's just hard to deny right now. Like Rhea, and granted, all of her work is now with men, and that's why she's just more popular than ever, which is kind of curious. So I think that talking about kind of undeniable, it'd be great to capitalize that with a really good program with Bianca.
Right. It'd be interesting because I think you could do a 4-on-4 Judgment Day versus somebody match at WrestleMania is mm-hmm. enticing to me, especially if it's against four men. I don't know when AJ's supposed to be back. If he's not going to be back at the Rumble, then what does that mean for the OC? Because that match would have made sense at WrestleMania. I think Becky and Bayley's going to WrestleMania. I really do. And I think it could even go to WrestleMania like Hell in a Cell or something like that. Like the one thing I could see under the Triple H regime is a WrestleMania match between two women that has nothing to do with the titles, but is an important match. Because we haven't gotten that in this era at all. And so I think we could get that with this WrestleMania. I think we might get 3 or 4 women's matches on the card at WrestleMania this year, you know, and maybe a couple of them don't involve titles. And that's a possibility.
And this one, I think in some ways is harder to predict because of the variance so much in the women's roster. Yeah. And there's not as many strong long-term feuds. Like you did mention, Bayley and Becky, you know, that you're absolutely right, could, you know, move to WrestleMania and not have any type of championship associated with it. And right now on the SmackDown side, Charlotte's not really entangled with anything really deep. And, you know, same thing with Bianca, you know, pretty much once this Alexa Bliss thing happens, it's going to be pretty much open. So it really could be a lot. I mean, maybe Rhonda comes back and, you know, that's how she's, because again, that the technical, you know, caveat is that there's no more automatic rematches, right. You know, so maybe that's how, yeah, even though we've seen it, I don't know. You know, I also think it would be interesting to do Shayna and Charlotte again, but talking about, you know, that would really come out of nowhere. Raquel could be an interesting one.
And Raquel is the right one. So I think Raquel is challenging Charlotte at WrestleMania, if I had to pick someone. I think Shayna and Ronda will be involved in the women's tag title scene at WrestleMania. I do. And then I think Ronda's deal is done after Mania anyway. So
yeah.
I could almost see a situation where they win the titles before Mania and then lose them at Mania. But honestly, it's so weird because I don't think this Rumble is hard to predict at all. I cannot see a situation where the winner is anybody other than Rhea Ripley at this point. I really think, and I think
let's hope, knock on wood.
Yeah. I think the lack of creativity headed towards the Rumble is part of that because it's like, okay, Rhea's going to win. We'll deal with everything else later. I think who should win and who will win is Rhea Ripley at this point.
Yeah.
And then we get Rhea and Bianca. Rhea, people are like, it was just 2 years ago, she had a huge match with Asuka at WrestleMania where she won the women's championship. It was on right before the main event of night two. It was a big deal and it was treated as such. And she came out victorious and won the championship from Asuka. She didn't win the Rumble to do that. Bianca won the Rumble and she beat Sasha Banks in the main event of night one of that WrestleMania. But to me, it's this is kind of like the most obvious since Bianca herself won the Rumble the year that she won it. Like, I think it's Rhea and nobody else. And unless they pull a Raquel and that's how Raquel challenges. But again, they're probably going to go the cheap way and whoever wins the women's elimination chamber gets to challenge the other person. And I can see Raquel getting the win that way. And then we do this with, but I do think it's Rhea Ripley. I think it's her match to win at this point. And I think that's what's going to happen.
I agree. That's what I hope for too. So there you go. Our picks for the winners. I will say
this before you go.
Yes.
One thing we have to remember, this is the first Royal Rumble since Triple H has taken over creative.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of the time that Sheamus won it, there hasn't really been a shocking Rumble winner. And so I do wonder if maybe Triple H is like, this is my first set of Rumbles. There needs to be a shocking winner. And so it could be, he could go crazy with the Women's Rumble and have like Chelsea Green win the Women's Rumble and challenge Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania. Like he could do something like that, because for the past 36 years or whatever, people have wondered, like, when is some rando going to win the Rumble? And because it's possible, right? Anything can happen. So if it was ever going to happen, I could see it being this year and seeing it being the Women's Royal Rumble match.
Yeah. That's a good point too. That's a really good point that it could be, you know, not the usual.
And that's, you know, not, and Raquel Rodriguez or the most is not obvious. Some rando winning the Rumble, by the way. Like Raquel would not count.
Yeah. No, it literally would be out of left field. Yes. You know? So who knows? Well, you know, we're going to be talking about the Rumble on next week's show. So make sure that you stay tuned to the Hashtag Miranda Show, which you can find on the Chairshot Radio Network at thechairshot.com.
Oh, you're holding for
thechairshot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
So that was an accidental soundbite click that actually worked out pretty well.
It worked out. Worked out well, yes.
I don't even think I could do it again if I wanted to.
Don't forget, of course, to follow us on social media. You can find me, Miranda Morales, at the hashtag Miranda on Instagram and Facebook, hashtag spelled out. And no, I'm not on Twitter, but you can find Greg DeMarco at GregDeMarco44 on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and the Chair Shot at Chair Shot Media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. While you're at it, go ahead, do yourself a favor and follow IZW Impact Zone Wrestling on social media at IZW Wrestling AZ. So that way you get notifications for talent and match announcements, events, and those coupon codes. So you can get a discount on your tickets for IZW events like Monster, happening Saturday, February 25th at the Horny Toad in Glendale, Arizona. Tickets are still available, but you want to make sure to get your tickets sooner rather than later. And that's it. That's all we have for you. We will be back next week. So for Greg DeMarco, I'm Miranda Morales. Thank you all so much for listening. And don't forget to keep it soft style.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Everybody strap in. About to open the fucking window.
Wild card, bitches!
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.